Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Wednesday, December 8, 2004, in 3, 2, 1. Nepal urges prayer for persecuted believers. Audio scriptures delight a forgotten tribe in Uganda and believers from India reaching the Welsh with the gospel. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Topping the news today, the Baptist World Alliance is calling the persecution in Nepal disruptive. BWA's Wendy Ryan says in rebel-held Khotang, Maoists have closed down churches and warned many church leaders to stop worshiping. Many believers have been threatened and even gone underground. Ryan says the trouble began as a backlash to the dozen Nepalese killed in Iraq.
So many of these issues get turned into religious issues. It's Muslims against Hindus and everybody against Christians, and that makes for a very, very frightening mix for our believers there. And then we are waiting to hear how the meeting between the Khotang pastors and the commander, the Maoists, went.
Ryan says the Nepalese church is concerned for outreach and has issued a call to prayer.
A lot of this persecution coincides with a rise in people coming to know Jesus Christ. And that, of course, we know is true from the Bible and all through history. So I would say we need to pray, and especially pray for peace in Nepal.
Meanwhile, World Vision is partnering with the Canadian International Development Agency to create child-friendly spaces in Darfur, Sudan. Since emergency situations are hardest on the children, World Vision is building places for children to talk and play in a safe environment. A $300,000 grant was awarded to help World Vision be the hands and feet of Christ in this effort. World Vision hopes to build 15 of these areas in South Darfur to help many children in the region. You're listening to Mission Network News. The Eek people of northern Uganda struggle to preserve their identity as a people group. When someone cared enough to bring them portions of God's Word in their own language, doors opened. Audio Scripture Ministries' Tom Dudenhofer calls the first trip pre-evangelistic. Teams left audio scripture tapes because most of the tribe can't read. The recent follow-up trip revealed open hearts.
The second trip showed that the people have been listening to the tapes repeatedly. Many expressed interest in the gospel. Many professed to be followers of Jesus Christ. So work continues among the people in Uganda.
Dudenhofer says the tribe has drawn other attention as well.
The Eek people in Uganda are at the very beginning stages of building the church among this particular people group. But because of their tremendous response to the initial materials that went in, translation organizations are now looking at spending some time among these people.
Next, while much of the world remembered the 100th anniversary of the Welsh Revival, one organization is making it their new mission field. The revival was responsible for helping a headhunter tribe in northern India come to Christ. That was the father of Bibles for the World's founder, Rochunga Padidi. Padidi says things have changed.
Less than 3% of the people go to church, and every week one closed church is being bought by Muslims or Hindus and converted into Muslim mosque or Hindu temple. And it's a very desperately needy country now.
Bibles for the World hopes to send 90,000 Bibles to Wales, but funding is needed.
Unfortunately, the income of our people is so small, it costs about a full day salary to send one Bible, but there are many of our people who are now committing themselves to send 3, 4, 5 Bibles every month.
Call our resource line to find out how to help. And Teen Missions International reports slow success in efforts to set up a Bible school in northwest Mozambique. After many delays, the teams have been promised some land by the district secretary. Furunkungu is near Malawi, and the people speak Chichewa. That means the Malawi staff are better equipped to run this boot camp and reach this people group. The teams learn construction skills and teamwork in order to earn the right to share the hope of Christ in the communities they're serving. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to support this radio ministry, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. With your gift of support, we'll send you the 2005 Operation World desktop calendar to help you pray daily for unreached peoples of the world. You can also go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.